Random House Audio presents The Lighthouse by P.D. James. Read for you by Charles Keating. Author's note. Great Britain is fortunate in the variety and beauty of her offshore islands. But the setting for this novel, Coombe Island off the coast of Cornwall, will not be found among them. The island, the deplorable events which took place there, and all the characters in the story, living or dead, are entirely fictitious, existing only in that interesting psychological phenomenon, the imagination of the crime novelist. P.D. James. Prologue. Chapter 1. Commander Adam Dalgleish was not unused to being urgently summoned to non-scheduled meetings with unspecified people at inconvenient times, but usually with one purpose in common. He could be confident that somewhere there lay a dead body awaiting his attention. There were other urgent calls, other meetings, sometimes at the highest level. Dalgleish, as a permanent ADC to the Commissioner, had a number of functions which, as they grew in number and importance, had become so ill-defined that most of his colleagues had given up trying to define them. But this meeting, called in Assistant Commissioner Harkness's office on the 7th floor of New Scotland Yard at 10:55 on the morning of Saturday, 23 October, had, from his first entry into the room, the unmistakable presaging of murder. This had nothing to do with a certain serious tension on the faces turned towards him. A departmental debacle would have caused greater concern. It was rather that unnatural death always provoked a peculiar...